The memorial to homosexuals persecuted under National Socialism was inaugurated in 2008 and shows films of homosexuals kissing in front of historical documents in the background. The film was made by the Israeli artist Yael Bartana, the memorial itself by the Danish artist Mikael Elmgren and the Norwegian Inga Trugstedt. The grey material used is similar to that of the steels of the Holocaust Memorial, which is located on the other side of the street. While the stelae of the Holocaust Memorial are arranged squarely and symmetrically, the memorial for homosexuals falls outside this framework and the edges run differently. When the National Socialists came to power, all the doors that Magnus Hirschfeld and other activists had previously struggled to open were suddenly slammed shut for homosexuals. According to National Socialist ideology, an indecent union between men defiled the German people as it did not contribute to the reproduction of the German master race. The head of Schutzstaffel SS Heinrich Himmler believed that homosexual men were seducing German youth into homosexuality and infiltrating public administration by replacing the achievement principle with an erotic principle. The Hitler regime tried with all its might to suppress the free life of the homosexual minority. On February 23, 1933, Hermann Göring issued an order to close all establishments that paid homage to the circles of unnatural fornication. The murder of the homosexual stormtroops leader Ernst Röhm and his confidants at the end of June 1934 in the Night of the Long Knives further radicalized the persecution. In 1935, the Nazis tightened paragraph 175, which no longer only criminalized coitus-like acts, but all homosexual contact. Oral sex, mutual masturbation, even a kiss or intense eye contact could be punished with up to 5 years in prison. Repeat offenders faced even harsher penalties. In serious cases, such as the seduction of persons under the age of 21 or male prostitution, the penalty was up to 10 years in prison. A conviction often had serious social consequences. Loss of employment, housing, academic titles, civil service positions or licenses to practice medicine. Female homosexuality was not officially persecuted in the Third Reich, except in annexed Austria, and paragraph 175 only applied to men. In the patriarchal structure of the Nazi state, woman's sexuality outside of reproduction played no special role. Lesbian love was not considered a danger to the state, as political and social positions were occupied by men anyway. However, from 1938, the NSDAP's Racial Policy Office kept a so-called lesbian file. Lesbian women also came into conflict with the regime and were sentenced on charges of fornication, prostitution, or as asocials, and deported to prisons or concentration camps. In many cases, they were interned by means of preventive detention or protective custody without trial and for an indefinite period of time. However, the systematic legal and social persecution of homosexual men was far more profound and brutal in its scope and intensity. While in 1935 the imprisonment of homosexuals in concentration camps was still considered a temporary educational measure, from 1937 there was systematic raids with internment in concentration camps as a permanent preventive concept. In 1940, Heinrich Himmler ordered the systematic deportation of all convicted homosexuals to concentration camps, as in the case of Fritz Junkermann. Some men were advised to undergo voluntary castration in order to avoid further measures. In most cases, however, promises were not kept and the persecution continued. Junkermann, for example, died in the concentration camp a few months after his castration. From 1942, forced castrations were carried out on homosexual men in concentration camps. The distinguishing mark of homosexual men in concentration camps was the pink triangle on the prisoner clothing. The treatment by the SS was particularly cruel. Homosexual prisoners were usually sent to punishment companies, where the working conditions were particularly harsh. In Sachsenhausen, they had to toil in the notorious brickworks, in Buchenwald in the quarry, and in Dachau in the gravel pit. It is estimated that police registered 100,000 homosexuals on so-called pink lists. More than 50,000 were convicted, and over 10,000 were deported to concentration camps. At least half of them did not survive the Nazi terror. But even after the end of the war, the persecution did not end. The stricter Nazi version of the paragraph 175 remained in force unchanged in the Federal Republic of Germany until 1969. Around 50,000 men were sentenced to prison. The paragraph was only relaxed in 1969 and finally abolished in 1994. In the GDR, a milder version of the paragraph was in force until 1968 and was not completely abolished until 1989. If you want to hear more audio contributions, scroll down below. You can use the map to find other queer heroes nearby or follow one of the suggested tours. If you're interested in experiencing queer story through a guided bike tour, check out the website here or follow Homo Lulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I'm Raphael Naseman, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.